You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 10, The Power of Belief. Our Thursday show is all about you, the listener. This is when we get to hear from you. We want to acknowledge our listeners and give you the opportunity to have your voice heard. There are several ways you can do this. You can literally be heard asking your questions or leaving your comments by using our Audio Boom voice recorder. You can access this voice recorder by visiting our Audio Boom channel or by visiting us at awakenthehealing.com, where you'll find the link for it on our homepage. You can also send an email to questions@awakenthehealing.com or contact us through any of our social media sites. We really would love to hear from you. First and foremost, I'd like to thank all of our listeners, because without you, there would be no need for this show. And next, I'd like to thank Audio Boom for hosting this amazing podcast. They really are a pleasure to work with. And now I'd like to thank everyone who has shared, retweeted, liked, subscribed, or followed the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me get the word out. I really can't do this without you, and your help is greatly appreciated. I would like to ask everyone who listens to this podcast on iTunes that if you like the show, please subscribe and leave us a short review. It helps us with our ratings on iTunes and also gives me a little feedback into what you think about the show. I want to thank everyone who's already done that, because I appreciate you taking the time to leave us a review wherever you leave it. Now, on to the comments. I received two comments this week, and the first came from my nephew, Joey Henderson, down in Virginia. Joey messaged me after listening to episode 4, You Were Born With Wings, and said, "Needed that word today. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're shining your light and leaving your impact on the universe. Blessings and leadership, spiritual empowerment." Thank you, Joy, for sharing your thoughts and for taking the time to reach out to your auntie. It means so much to hear from you. Thank you, beloved. Our second comment came from Candace Price. Candy sent me an email and said, "I've just finished listening to all the shows and I'm so impressed. I found it very inspiring, uplifting, and I experienced a sense of peace within me." What a great way to start your day. What a positive message for the world, and so true. I will share this with my family, friends, and coworkers. I'm so looking forward to more podcasts. It's like I found a jewel. Thank you so much for this, and I'm so excited to get your book. Thank you, Candy, for that wonderful email. It really made my day when I read it. Thank you very much. I want all of you to know that creating these shows takes a lot of time. They may be short, but they take several days to prepare. And when I hear from the listeners, it lets me know that you really appreciate the trouble I go to prepare them for you, because I'm doing this for you. Spirit has already given me these messages. And like I said before, my life has been transformed by them. And they can do the same for you if you heed the messages and apply them to your life. Your life will change for the better overnight, even if it's just in feeling lighter and receiving some hope for a brighter future. The sense of peace that people tell me they get when they listen to the show is part of that positive change in your vibration. Just listening to this podcast will help you start drawing more positive energy into your life. It's really that easy. Just start feeling good. All right, there were no questions this week, but I received a request. and was asked to speak about the power of belief. And as you have already heard, at the end of my show, we have a jingle that tells you, you can do whatever you want. Just believe in it. Believe in it. For this topic, I would like to reference a case study that became very popular in the 1950s. Feel free to do your own research. I first heard of this study while reading The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot some years ago. And by the way, this is an amazing book, and we will be discussing it later in the show. He did an incredible job of finding documented stories that helped to substantiate his argument, if you will, that the universe is a hologram. A very profound book indeed. Okay, back to belief. The case study that I'm going to share with you was documented in 1950, and it involves a doctor named Bruno Klopfer. Klopfer is spelled K-L-O-P-F-E-R. And his patient by the name of Mr. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can Google Bruno Klopfer, and quite a bit of information will come up, as it is a well-documented case. Now, the reason why this story is so powerful and is a perfect example of the power of belief is because the doctor used the placebo effect to cure Mr. Wright of cancer. For those of you who don't know what a placebo is, it's a substance that has no pharmacological effect. Even surgeries have been used as a placebo, and it is given to a patient who believes it to be medicine or some kind of cure for what they have. In this case, the doctor used distilled water and had miraculous effects that were almost instant. The story goes like this. Dr. Klopfer was a physiologist, and he was participating in a study with the American Medical Association and the Food and Drug Administration on a new medication called Crebiozin. This drug was being touted as the cure for cancer that the world had been looking for. Many articles were being written on it, and Mr. Wright was one who loved to read. He was very influenced by these articles. He was already a patient of Dr. Klopfer and had been diagnosed with advanced cancer of the lymph nodes. He'd been through many unsuccessful treatments and wasn't being given much time to live. His life expectancy was a few weeks at best. His neck, armpits, chest, stomach, and groin were filled with tumors as big as oranges. And his spleen, kidneys, and liver were so enlarged that 2 quarts of a milky substance had to be drained from his chest daily. When he first approached his doctor requesting to be part of the study, the doctor refused because they were looking for patients who had at least a 3-month life expectancy. Not to mention the drug was very dangerous, and he didn't think Mr. Wright could survive one treatment. But his patient insisted on using the drug, and he soon gave in. It was a Friday afternoon when Mr. Wright received his first injection of the Crebiozin. Dr. Klopfer didn't expect him to last the weekend. But to his surprise, on Monday morning, Mr. Wright was up and walking around. He had been on oxygen from the day he was admitted into the hospital, and now he was walking around without the need for it, just 2 days later. Upon further examination, the tumors were found to be half their original size, and the doctor was quoted as saying his tumors had, quote-unquote, melted like snowballs on a hot stove, something that the strongest x-rays or chemotherapy could never have accomplished. It was just 10 short days after the first treatment that Mr. Wright was released from the hospital with a clean bill of health and no signs of cancer remaining in his body. Now that's amazing, but the story gets better. He remained well for about 2 months until articles began to surface that Crebiozin had no effect on cancer to lymph nodes. Wright read these articles and became depressed, and the cancer soon returned. This time, the doctor was aware that Wright had experienced the placebo effect and decided to perform a psychological experiment on him. He told his patient that the articles were based on an ineffective batch of the drug and that he now had a new formula, which was a higher quality and more effective. Mr. Wright was very happy and agreed to receive another treatment. But unbeknownst to him, he was given an injection of distilled water. The results were sensational once again, and he was released from the hospital absolutely healthy with no signs of cancer for the second time. Unfortunately, he continued to follow the studies on this new drug, and after 2 months of being released from the hospital, the American Medical Association announced in an official article that crebiozin was an ineffective cure for cancer. This information caused Mr. Wright to relapse, and he died 2 days later. Now, wouldn't you agree that this is an impressive example of the power of belief? This example shows you that we have the power to heal ourselves or to bring about our own demise, all based on belief. Mr. Wright believed in the findings more than he believed in his own body and the fact that he was healed. He'd already cured himself of cancer twice and had begun to live his life once again. He was even able to pilot his own airplane at 12,000 feet and was by all medical standards in perfect health. But his strong belief in the findings of the American Medical Association caused his death just 2 short days after he read the article. Belief is a powerful thing. It's a thought that you keep thinking without resistance. You live your beliefs. Your life is created through your beliefs. This is why you need to know what you believe. If your beliefs are good for you or if they're bad for you. Begin to create healthy beliefs, ones that empower you and strengthen you, and release the ones that are causing you to suffer unnecessarily. Because you do have the power to heal yourself in every way, mentally, spiritually, and physically. Believe in your ability to heal and to be healthy. You have the power to recreate your body and your life, all through your thoughts. Believe in your dreams because they are possible. The power of transformation is found in your ability to believe. You really do have greatness within you. You just have to believe it. Thank you again for listening. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.